Have you ever heard the sound of freedom?
Welcome to another 5-Minute Flip.
What is up, Flip Upon MI? Welcome to your 5-Minute Flip for March 19th, 2024. My church, Mosaic, we just finished up a sermon series called Prayer, Dependence on God. If you want to check out this series, you can look up Mosaic Church of Grand Rapids on YouTube or on any podcast app. And we started this series in January of 2024. And the reason we did this series is because in the fall, I was really exhausted. We had done a lot of outreach. I had done a lot of outreach in the summer and in the fall. And we entered the fall. I had an expectation that there would be some Sunday morning fruit from that outreach. Certainly, there's important fruit. It's that happens outside of Sunday morning. Sunday morning is not the be-all, end-all when it comes to kingdom, you know, work and kingdom ministry. But when you're starting a church and trying to get a church off the ground, and you're not yet at a point of critical mass and or sustainability, not having enough volunteers to sort of run the basic functions of Sunday morning without it burning people out. It's just a general sense of momentum, you know, and that sort of thing, and seeing new people come through the doors. There's a human element to it. And the human element was, wow, this didn't work. This thing, you know, these efforts from the summer didn't work. And now I'm tired. And how am I going to get back up off the mat? You know, the mat being the boxing ring, the wrestling mat. How am I going to get off the mat? Because I feel knocked out right now and I don't have anything in the tank to get back up. And God really put it on my heart. It was at a pastor's retreat to pray, and to pray as a way of being dependent on Him. And so that's what led me and us into this series. And I won't, you know, there was a lot in this series. I would encourage you to go check out some of the sermons. But there's one thing I want to hit on in this 5-Minute Flip today that has really shifted in me. And that's there in one of the sermons, I think it was 3 or 4 weeks ago, I talked about the thing. And the thing would be the main thing that I'm praying about right now, my main circumstance. Ask yourself that question. What is the main thing when you pray? It's the consistent, big, large prayer of your life. God, I need this thing to happen. And for me to have peace, for me to have rest, I need this thing to change. I need this thing to come through for me. I need this thing to happen. And I'm not dismissing what that thing is. I think there are some extremely painful, extremely raw, extremely real things that we're asking God for, that we go to Him. And I think the thing is often our source of greatest disappointment. It's our source of greatest letdown. God, why aren't you doing this? And I'm continuing to suffer, you know, without this thing. And so there's a whole lot there as far as how I'm looking to the thing to give me peace and rest instead of looking to the presence of God to give me peace and rest. So the Holy Spirit can just work on you in that, right? I think it was the Psalm 31 sermon that I did where we talked about the thing. But I know it was in the Psalm 31 sermon where in that psalm, the psalmist has just these awful circumstances going on around him. And the answer to the psalmist's prayer was the presence of God. The answer to the psalmist's prayer is the unfailing love of God. He's still in the middle of the siege, so he's in the middle of this war still, and God becomes his refuge and shelter. And to get to that point prayerfully, I think that's ultimate dependence on God. And so what's been shifting in me, we think about praying, and I think for me, I was just sort of indirectly raised on prayer, and I think many of us were in church, just request, 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 request. And I think that's why prayer can be hard. Prayer can feel stale or stagnant. I'm just asking God for stuff. It kind of feels like a Santa Claus list. God, I need this. I need this. Can you do this? Can you do this? Pray for this person. Pray for this person. And that's not super relational. It's not super relational. And so I think there is a contemplative aspect of prayer that many of us in my tradition have missed out on, where we remind ourselves during prayer. We allow God to speak to us His truth. about our identity, about his unfailing love, about his presence with us. And we strip away our armor. We strip away the ways that we strive. We strip away the things we do to try to validate ourselves, to gain an identity. We strip away even our failures, our disappointments, our letdowns. And we just put ourselves, our vulnerable self, the little child self before God, and allow him to love us and to be reminded that he loves that version of me, the powerless, weak version of me that is required to depend on him because I've stripped away all of the powers, you know, of independence that I often strive for. So that's a very, very healthy prayer exercise. And you can do that in silence. I would encourage you to set a couple minute timer and just sit in silence and allow yourself to meditate on those truths and leave silent space for the Holy Spirit to just speak those truths to you. But then it's still this question of, well, what do we do with our requests? We still have these things. We still have these requests. And the way God is changing that language for me is instead of asking God for things, shifting my prayer to giving God things. So instead of me asking God for the thing, I'm going to give God the thing. And that was also a Psalm 31 language. Jesus actually quotes Psalm 31 when he's on the cross, and he says, into your hands I commit my spirit. And he's quoting directly from the Psalm, and this idea that, and there's two verses in Psalm 31 that reference, you know, into God's hands committing our stuff, our spirit, the thing, you know. And there's a longer form podcast I did recently on control, and this certainly ties into that. The things that I try to control often is the thing that I'm praying for. So that was episode 91 on this Flipside feed, if you want to find it, December 13th, 2023. But to pray, it's a very different prayer to instead of asking God for a request, God, I want this, or I need this, and again, legitimate things. And I don't know the answers to why there's pain and suffering in the world, right? I mean, it's, trust me, the pain and suffering is just overwhelming when you think about it on a global scale and you think about injustices around the world and even the conditions that so many people have to live in, and then the injustices in our own lives, the pain and sufferings in our own lives that we're carrying around with us. I cannot get my head around it. But when we go to God and we say, I need this, do this, do this, do this, and that circumstance doesn't change, the natural reaction is to be disappointed in God, to be let down by God. Why wouldn't you do this, you know, if you're able to do that? And these are theological questions that have been asked for millennia, and I'm not going to solve them on a five-minute flip. But what's been helpful to me in this series is, one, that the answer to my prayer, as I mentioned, is God's presence. The answer to my prayer is his unfailing love. And with these requests, instead of asking God for the thing, is to give him the thing. And what I mean by give him the thing is picture the foot of the cross or picture the throne room of God with God on the throne or with Jesus on the throne and just putting the thing at his feet and just saying, it's yours now. It's yours. And I'm not talking at all about Calvinism or Arminianism. I'm really not. I'm talking about relational, putting it at his feet and allowing his presence to be enough and his presence to be what gets you through, his unfailing love to be enough, his unfailing love to be what gets you through, his unfailing love and his presence to be your refuge, to be your shelter, which the Psalms talk about over and over again. And I'll close with this. Philippians 4 is the one that talks specifically about requests to God. And it says, Philippians 4, verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And I've never thought about it literally until this five-minute flip, till, you know, yesterday as I'm reflecting on this or I should say Sunday, as I'm delivering the final sermon of this series, and it says, present your requests to God. It doesn't say ask your requests to God. It says present them to God. Now, if you want to ask them, that's fine. But I think this verb of presenting requests to God, there's some power in that, to present them at his feet, to put them at his feet, and then allow the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, which means the peace of God transcends whether this request will come true or not, whether this request will happen or not, and even the understanding that it's very clear that you should do this, God. You know, a child has leukemia or whatever it may be. It's very clear that this should get answered. The peace of God can transcend all understanding, the reality of a fallen, broken world, that we just aren't going to understand things on this side of eternity. That peace of God will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. So I hope that gives you some tangible things in your prayer life. Take the thing and stop trying to find your rest and your peace in that. Try to find your rest and peace in God's presence and in his unfailing love. And instead of asking God for the thing, asking God for requests and things, present your requests to him. Put them at his feet. Give them to him. So instead of asking him for the thing, give him the thing, let him hold it, and then you rest in his presence. I hope that's helpful. It's big stuff. It's thick stuff. It's complex stuff. But we're on this journey together. And again, check out the sermon series, Mosaic Church of Grand Rapids. You can find it on YouTube or any podcast app if you want to dip in to some of those sermons from Prayer Dependence on God. Thanks for listening to this 5-Minute Flip. I'll see you next time on the flip side.
Thanks for listening to this 5-Minute Flip. Subscribe for more flips and long-form episodes of The Flip Side. Visit www.patreon.com/NoahFilippiak to support and get sweet Flipside swag.